95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. How hey, good. You know, actually, that's interesting you would ask that question. Yeah. I learned something over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, in Botswana, apparently, it's common for people to greet each other by saying, "How did you sleep last night?"
Okay.
Which kind of makes a weird sense to me. It's like if you didn't sleep very well and they ask you that, they know, uh-oh, you're not going to probably...
They can sort of fill in the rest of the blanks.
Yeah, you're not really firing on all cylinders. I probably better get you a cup of coffee.
May I ask how you found this out?
That you may not. I'm sorry. You really...
It's a strange...
We can't go there.
It's a strange piece of information to have.
Yeah, so now I'm thinking, you know, ask me how I slept last night.
How did you sleep last night?
Great. So I'm excellent. In a really good mood.
That means good things for us.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe, theoretically.
Very excited. Yeah.
Very few windows broken. Few things smashed.
Excellent. Let's talk about today's show, shall
we? Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah, songs with spices that have spices. And no Spice Girls.
Spice Girl songs?
Damn you people. No.
Oh.
But, yeah, anything, you know, incense and peppermints leaps to mind.
All right. What's up with Florida on today's show?
Fair question.
Your worst date?
My worst date?
I saw one this weekend.
Yeah.
And it could be the worst I've seen.
Oh, you saw one going on?
Uh-huh.
And it was really bad?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It was terrible.
We'll talk about that at 4 o'clock.
One American dollar on the way.
Nice.
We have Disney tickets.
That's right. We're going to get you in and three of your closest enemies.
And who's naked now?
Ah, that's my favorite.
Is next on 95.5 KLOS.
So if you pick up the newly remixed Red and Blue albums from the Beatles, you will get that new thing right there from them now and then. You were saying that's really growing on you.
That's great, yeah.
Good stuff. And so it is on those new expanded and remixed versions of the Red and Blue albums. Is this true? Is this a fact? Someone is naked again?
Yeah.
We should probably deal with it.
I'm not sure who.
Yeah. It's hard to tell.
Who's naked now?
He sings a good question.
Who's naked now?
This story comes out of Fairfield, Ohio.
You don't expect naked people in Ohio.
They really don't.
They usually behave themselves there.
They really usually do.
Yeah.
This is odd, but there was a dude who was walking down the street naked. And he ended up jumping in a pile of leaves and what somebody referred to as frolicking.
Frolicking! I need to be accused of frolicking more often.
Right?
In my emperor's new clothes.
Here's the story.
Thursday night in Fairfield took a strange turn in a flash along Pleasant Avenue.
Yeah, residents there called police after they look out of their window to find a man completely naked.
Very Pleasant Avenue.
Walking down the street.
Yeah, check out that video. Ken Brown spoke with one of the residents and is live in Fairfield now with more on what happened and why that man was nude.
This did just happen last night. We were able to get a little bit of information out of them and a look at what happened along Pleasant Avenue.
All right, so next is the 911 call.
Oh, good. Those are always fun.
And also, I just want to point out that we're not going to find out the reason why he's nude.
So the whole thing, we found out.
They always lie. They always lie.
Damn it, reporters.
There's a little bit more information that's intriguing.
Yeah, but it doesn't explain why he decided to take the nude frolicking stroll.
Here's a 911 call.
Okay.
I just passed him. I come back from Kroger's there, and I have to glance over and see a guy completely naked walking down the street.
That just sounds like the streak. That sounds like an actual audio from Ray Stevens' The Streak.
There's a guy on the sidewalk screaming. He's like, naked.
This is video of officers walking after their naked suspect.
All right, hold on. This is hilarious, and I don't know why it is, but they don't seem to be closing on him.
Like, would you want to?
They're walking the same pace as him.
I don't care that it's
keeping their difference.
Sure, just hoping that maybe he'll
pass out.
Yeah, in quietly, maybe find some clothes, put them on.
Super odd to see that. Two cops walking and a naked man walking the exact same speed.
It sounds like the beginning of a bad joke. They walk into a bar.
His neighbors reported the man continuing down the road.
I heard someone yelling outside, like, get down on the ground. So I looked out the window and I saw these police lights and there's this guy. He's like...
By the way, first of all, when you hear someone yelling, get down on the ground!
Right.
You don't go to your window, Mrs. Kravitz!
Are you crazy?
In
I go to the window right away!
Bullets start flying, you
No, you go
dumb,
right to the window. How could you
people.
Not? How could you not?
This is why people get shot.
So now
right?
The police are surrounding him.
Yeah.
Get down on the ground
right. mm-hmm.
with flashlights.
Yeah, I wanted to see every bit.
And she's looking through the window.
Right.
Frolicking in my leaves out front.
So
frolicking in my leaves.
post police. So the police are there.
And he's frolicking.
And he starts frolicking.
Well, that is a good time
Does
to
frolic. Does that mean like throwing leaves in the air? Making snow angels in leaves?
Snow angels, yeah. Naked snow angels.
What does that mean exactly?
Yeah. Inviting everybody to join you. Come on in, officers. The leaves are great.
It was a complete shock. I was like, okay, you don't see that every day.
I can't tell you, just in standing here in the last half hour waiting to start this show, someone actually came out of the police department, asked what I was reporting on. I told them, and they said that
this is a guy who came out of the police department. The guy who's doing the reporting is standing in front of the police office.
Right.
And a guy came out of the police office and came up to the guy and said, are you talking about the naked guy?
Wow, okay.
Because.
Right.
And they said that they work at one of the local stores around here where the guy apparently had stopped in and left some of his personal belongings. So they were bringing those to police. So obviously there's a couple more layers to this story, guys.
Layers. See, kind of veils, if you
want. The guy went to a store and stripped.
Pick up some smokes and
why would he leave
your boxers
at the store? What a weird... I want to know why
now. When I get naked, I like to leave a trail.
Do you?
Sure, you know, miles-long trail of clothes.
He's in a store and he takes everything off and, like, puts it down.
Why are they treated to this wonderfulness? I mean, why did Ohio get so lucky?
I don't know. They're lucky. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. The afternoon.
These are facts.
How are you on money?
Well, I could use a dollar or something.
Dollar, that's what I need.
These bands never had a Billboard Top 100 number one hit.
Wow. Okay.
Huge bands.
Right.
Never had a Billboard Top 100 number one hit.
That's a fascinating subject, actually, because it's always crazy. You know, there's always something like some stupid, horrible Madonna song or something that's blocking the number one spot.
Yeah, that is true.
The new
Some of
new
them
edition.
Have gotten to number two or whatever.
And parked there forever.
I'm gonna say six guesses to get five, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I have a list of 19, and they're in no order.
Okay.
I couldn't find a top 10.
Sure, right.
So you have almost twice as many to pick from.
Yeah, okay, all right. I won't get them.
So six guesses to get five correct.
It's always shocking. I mean, wow, all right. How bad? So this is all rock. These are all rock songs.
These are all bands that we play.
Well, bands that we play.
Yep.
So no Madonna. That's a good thing. I don't think Ozzy has ever had a solo number one song. Ozzy Osbourne. Yes!
That is correct.
Woo!
Ozzy never had a number one.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend One American Dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Ozzy, huh? Red Hot Chili Peppers ever hit number one?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. They have not.
Correct.
Wow, that's crazy, isn't it? They've got a song or two.
Yeah.
I think Metallica's probably
every one of these bands is crazy that they have.
They're huge.
Every one of them.
That must be so frustrating to them. Metallica songs are super long, so I'm going to guess no Metallica's ever hit number one on the U.S. singles charts.
Three out of three?
Nice.
I told you you'd get them.
Well, I don't know, man. Now it gets a little rough. Def Leppard's biggest hit was Photograph. Did it go to number one? I'm not going to say that, because I think it did. I think it did that song.
Don't try to get some kind of a hit.
All right, I'll say Def Leppard. They haven't had number one. Ah, you bastard. Oh, you say you were saying hint. I thought you were giving me a hint and saying no. It did go to number one then. Definitely. Pearl Jam. Did they ever hit number one?
Pearl Jam, you're saying.
Yeah. Aha!
Nicely done.
Nice. I just need one more, right?
Yep.
I bet The Who never hit number one. My generation, maybe.
The Who.
Yeah.
Yeah! Nicely done.
Woo! I'm bam!
You got a dollar. I told you you'd get it.
Yeah, I really didn't. I don't ever believe in myself, so I didn't believe that at all. All right, let's hear the whole damn list. Who are the bands that have just never gotten to that number one spot?
These bands never had a Billboard Top 100 number one hit. ZZ Top.
What?
The Kinks.
What?
CCR.
Wow.
Tom Petty.
What?
The Clash.
That I can almost see.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah, that I can see.
Separate from Ozzy.
Right.
Green Day.
Really?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Unbelievable.
Pearl Jam.
Huh.
Nirvana.
I didn't know if that was... I thought Smells Like Teen Spirit had to have been number
one. That's what
I
thought, too.
Huh.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I Kiss. Misty Mountain Hop, but wow, Kiss.
Ozzy.
Kiss.
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, man.
Journey.
What is wrong with everybody?
The Who.
Buy these records, people.
Bruce Springsteen.
What?
And AC/DC.
What? Holy cow. That's bananas.
Never made it to number one. Not a
list.
Single song.
That is crazy. That's a great list. Yeah.
Listener Raul sent me this story.
Yay, Raul.
Unusual place to stick a roll of toilet paper.
That doesn't belong in there.
The idea first appeared in 2015, but it's been popping up now on TikTok.
Okay.
You replace your box of baking soda in the back of your fridge with a roll of toilet
paper. What? No,
this is one of those life hack things.
That's it. You know, it actually works really good, the baking soda. It really does suck up the weird odors. Yeah, but I mean, that's okay when you open it and see that in there. I don't want to see a roll of toilet paper.
Dirty? I mean, it would be, because moisture in your refrigerator leads to mildew and bad odor.
Yeah.
And toilet paper absorbs excess moisture.
You know, if you put in a paper towel with, you know, those bags of lettuce that you get that go wilty and horrible like right away as soon as you open them, put a paper towel in there with them, totally keeps them pretty damn dry, because the paper towel soaks up all that liquid.
Is that right?
Yeah, it works really well.
Wow, life hack from Sluggo. This is great.
And I don't want to, still toilet paper.
Baking soda remains the number one solution for most households, but they are saying that there are some other things as well that work for the smells in your fridge
besides toilet paper.
Activated charcoal,
sure, okay, that makes sense.
And vanilla extract.
Oh yeah, that would be nice.
That's soak nice. A cotton ball in vanilla and place it in the refrigerator. Ooh. It'll smell like a bakery.
That's nice.
Some refrigerators today have ultraviolet light filters, and that's supposed to handle it.
All right.
One more suggestion is you crumple up your newspaper that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, what's that?
And crushed charcoal.
Charcoal. We didn't get a hold of
it. I don't know why you would do that, but why would you put
I don't know, but if you don't, if you're going to do that, if you're going to put toilet paper in there, I would actually install it like on a roll. So like you look in the back and there's like you would pull it down. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Like it actually, that would just really, if you're going to put it in there, just really go all the way and people out.
I'm going to argue with the basis of this. I'm going to argue with toilet paper soaks up odor. I'm going to say I've been in a lot of bathrooms and it's doing a pretty weak job. We need to make it better in the bathroom before we move it. Sons of bitches.
Very angry about this.
Over the weekend was walking near Marina Del Rey with my fiance.
Right.
And we walked, while we were walking along the ocean, I heard a zzzz.
Okay.
Flew past me.
Was a drone?
It was a drone.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Right.
I wonder who has a drone. They probably have a camera hooked up to it.
Yeah.
We walked a little further, went by us the other way, back and forth.
Right.
It was probably 15 minutes by the time we got to a bench.
How high was it?
Where there was a guy, it was only about 25 feet high.
Oh, okay.
There was a guy sitting there with a joystick and his little controls of his drone.
Right.
And the VR glasses.
Right.
Those huge VR glasses.
Right.
And next to him was a woman.
Yeah.
A girl.
Right.
Can you imagine being that girl sitting on that bench with that guy who's putting all of his attention? I don't know why she didn't stand up and walk away.
Yeah, he wouldn't even know, because like he's got the glasses
have any
on.
Idea.
No, I mean, you know, so I'm going to sit here for 2 hours, dear.
So she looked at us like,
save me, get me out of here.
What am I going to do?
Can you believe this noise?
So we walked down to the end and we came back.
Yeah.
And by that point, he had gotten his drone back and he put everything together, put it in a backpack that was made to show off the drone on the outside of it.
Oh, man.
And had that.
Yeah.
And was trying to put his arm around her, and she was just moving to the right so that he couldn't touch her.
You know, the nerdism always exists. You know, we all do our stupid things,
right,
and we don't think when we're with someone, oh, this is boring.
But that's pretty extreme.
That's pretty extreme.
I mean, when you put on the VR glasses.
Yeah, you're just shutting her out completely.
Right. She doesn't exist.
You are of no interest to me, but this is my toy.
I wish you could see this, but there's only one VR headset.
That is a terrible date.
So we're gonna.
You're on the beach too, I mean,
right?
It's beautiful.
Yes.
You should be making out on a blanket and having some drinks.
No, nerd. Nerd factor was was high with this one. So we're going to talk about bad dates. 818-955-KLOS.
What did your person that you were with do that ignored you? Where were you? And they, how did they ignore you?
How bad was it for you? Yeah. The worst date that you ever had. I assume it's going to be somebody ignoring you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine. We don't want anything really bad to be serious because we're not emotionally equipped to handle that.
Yeah,
so call us with your funny ones now. 818-955-KLOS.
You went to the drive-in and actually sat and watched the movie. No making out or whatever. Or you were in the back of the theater and you wanted to sit and watch this stupid movie. Who cares? That's why I'm here. I got my lips. Come on.
I'd never say that again. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about being on a bad date based on something that I saw this weekend, which was a guy flying a drone
on the beach,
a VR headset,
right,
and his girl sitting next to him just going
for a very, very long time.
Yeah, it was insane. I thought, that poor girl.
You just go ahead and entertain yourself, dear.
So, terrible dates is the topic. You have one?
I had a guy who invited me for a little let's go to the pool in his little complex, and we were having a great time, having some drinks, barbecuing, go to the pool, and he and everybody in his apartment complex start talking about how much I look like one of the girls that he was dating once before.
Ugh.
And they went into a full conversation and were describing her body and everything to mine.
Wow.
And it was at a point where a husband and a wife were sitting and looking at me, knowing that I was about to cry because I was so embarrassed.
Oh, right. My God.
I didn't know how to get out of that.
Did you finally stand up
I
and walk out?
I said something. I said, I think you're all being extremely rude right now.
Nice. Well
and
done.
I got in my car and I left.
Well done. You did the right thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I saved myself the tears, though. At least I didn't embarrass myself.
There you go. That's very good. Right on. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
I just broke up with my long-term boyfriend of like a year and a half, and I went on a date with this like guy. And so I went out to the yard house with him and a couple of my friends, and he asked if he could bring his best friend with him. And so we were sitting at the table, and I was like wondering if he's gonna like buy my food or anything. He didn't buy my food.
What?
But so he didn't pay for my meal. I didn't bring any money to me because I assumed that he would pay for my meal.
Yeah, right. Naturally.
That's what like normally happens on a date. And then the whole time he just didn't talk to me. Him and his best friend were like showing off like their biceps like to all of my friends.
What?
And all of my friends were like looking at me, and I was like, I'm so sorry, guys. And like, then his best friend proceeds to like lift up like and show his like back, like his back tattoo, and it was like two angel wings.
Right.
And then like,
this is at a restaurant.
Yes, this was at
it's a sports bar.
This was at BJ's.
Yeah. Oh, BJ's. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, the old lady across the way there doesn't want to see his back tattoos.
Exactly.
And you don't want to have to apologize to all your friends.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't have to pay for this crappy date.
I know.
Thank you.
Outrageous. Awesome. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Bad dates that you went on. We are talking about your worst date. You have one?
Previous to the date, the girl knew that I didn't drink, and so she wanted to go to a very famous bar called Sharky's.
Yep.
And she proceeded to have two fish bowls to herself and got plastered.
And she knew before you went on the date that you didn't drink.
Yes.
Wow.
She ended up dragging me to a gay bar where she continued to drink more. And one of the guys there even told her, oh, no, honey, you're way too drunk for a first date.
Did she hear it at all, or she just get mad at him?
She was kind of embarrassed, but then as we were leaving, she face planted into the gutter.
Classic.
Yeah, so she asked for a second date, and I said no.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We're talking about bad dates.
Yep. I wanted to watch football, Monday Night Football. So this guy said, let's go to the bar. And I said, okay, we've got to watch a football game. I'm all about football. And he came, and he showed up with his dog. And you can't take a dog into the restaurant, so we had to sit outside, and there was no TV, which also put me out. They told me couldn't have a dog, so we tucked it under because it's all about his dog, not the date, not football, not food, just that dog. Then it came out that he was checking me out because his longtime girlfriend wanted to do a trifecta with him.
Ah.
Yeah.
That was a horrible night.
How was the football? Did you see any
no,
of it?
No.
Nope.
None? Yeah. Wow. Well, how was the threesome?
Oh, trust me. I would have done the dog before I did
that. Thank you for calling.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, talking about bad dates.
I'm on one right now.
Oh, no.
You're kidding.
It's terrible.
What are you doing?
And she made me go hike Arroyo Verde with her. She said this romantic date sunset, but I'm really not believing it.
And she was promising a romantic sunset at the top of the hill, and you're like, I don't care.
I'll tell you what, I'm halfway in, and I'm not feeling it any longer, sir. But we're listening to you to make it light, and we appreciate you, and I just wanted to say thank you for making this date so much better.
Hey, you, she does not want to hike. Turn around and go back.
Go home. Go home.
They said I can go home. Let me go.
We tried to help.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, I was calling to let you know about my worst date ever.
Please, what happened?
Got tickets to go see Black Sabbath.
Nice.
And my date, when they were playing, turn around, look, he was snoring.
What?
At a Black Sabbath show?
Right. That's why I broke up. I'm like, I can't have this.
No kidding. Wow, I'm so surprised that somebody could, yeah.
Yeah.
What a nerd.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, appreciate
that's
it.
Insane. On behalf of Ozzy, what the hell? Right on, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Talking about bad dates.
All right, so me and my buddy, we went to a bowling alley bar to drink and hang out. I kind of was digging on the chick. We smoked later. We drank a little bit, got her number. We met up a couple of days later, you know, when we were both sober. And I guess I'd mentioned that I like to go camping in the mountains. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, I'm sitting down in her car. She says, oh, reach under the seat. I got something right there. I reach under. It's a machete wrapped in a rag covered in chicken blood.
What Whoa. The hell?
Yes. I'm on probation, by the way. Let me throw that out there.
That is important. You know, that's relevant.
So, you know, I should have run away right there.
Yes.
But she bought me a drink. She took me pretty far away. I forget where. Somewhere out in Pasadena. It's another bar to meet her friends. And at that point, there was a guy. He was in some kind of cult.
Wow.
They wanted me to hang out later. So I went ahead and called my buddy and couldn't find a way home.
Yeah.
Took a bus, a train, all that. And finally made it home.
Wow.
And oh, gosh.
So
yeah,
you missed out on the Santeria.
Yeah.
Songs with spices in the title. That's what we're going to be doing at 5 o'clock. And it's a little harder than you would think. There's not that many.
Yeah, I can't think of any right off the top of my head.
Yeah, so if you think of any, tweet them. We are at Kevin and Sluggo.
Give me 5.
Do you have 5?
I do have 5.
Oh, yeah. Can you give it to him?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, nice.
Can you take requests? Or?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, the spice must flow. Songs about or having to do with spices.
Does spices need to be in the title?
Not necessarily. So maybe a band name or whatever.
But except for the Spice Girls. Yeah. That's a hard no.
I don't know if you got enough cash on you, but no, I don't think so.
That's a hard no.
So 818-955-KLOS or...
At Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
And a Crimson and Clover is a good way to start. Used to play that on K-Rock in the middle of the night. Did not fit.
When you're not supposed to.
Exactly.
Right.
Strawberry alarm clock, incense, and peppermint. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's happening?
Doing Gimme 5.
What's that?
We're doing Gimme 5, songs about spices.
Spices. How about Pepper by the Butthole Surfers?
Now, that seems like a very good idea.
I do love that idea.
I love that idea.
I got to be honest. I didn't see you coming up with a good one. I had no faith in you.
Yeah, you seemed a little confused at first. We were hovering over the hang-up button.
We still are. Thanks for calling.
Who are you?
My name's Darren.
I haven't heard that one in a very long time.
It's been a while. Is there a better name of a band than Butthole Surfers?
That is the best name for a rock band in the history of mankind. Absolutely.
We are doing Gimme 5 songs with spices. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how about Cinnamon Girl?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Young, Neil.
Mr. Common Neal. Yeah, it's only him, right? Not the rest of us.
No, yeah. In fact, he is with the horse that is insane.
Crazy horse. Hey, you guys rock. Love you.
KLOS, hello. It's Gibby 5.
Oh, man, I got the perfect song for that Spice.
Let's hear it.
Theme. It's by Kiss. You guys know the group Kiss.
I've heard of them. Kiss.
Okay, check this out. How about Lick It Up?
Lick It Up.
Every time I think about that song, I think about Spice.
That's kind of a stretch.
That was her name. That was her name.
I see. Oh, I gotcha. See. I get right. The picture.
All right.
Come on, guys. You can do it. Lick it up. Lick it all up. Okay?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu has joined us in studio.
Yeah, and he said a very strange thing to us a little while ago. Would you repeat those words?
I said, are you jealous that I saw Barry Manilow this weekend? Full well knowing, no, you're not.
You saw who?
Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow? Dude, you're a rock lover.
I know. I had to surrender my rock card for a little while.
Where was it?
Yeah.
It was in Vegas. Where else would it be?
Vegas, okay. Oh, Vegas. Yeah. Oh.
By yourself, I assume.
So my girlfriend, like, I don't know, he announced he was going to play Las Vegas, and he's like 80 this year. And she's right. Barry Manilow's playing Las Vegas. We have to go. I'm like,
really?
No. Well, yeah, babe. It does sound like you have to go.
How old is your girlfriend? Girlfriend, 80?
Easy. And that went nowhere. She's like, what do you mean? You won't go with me? Wait, if I buy the tickets, will you go to Barry Manilow with me?
That's still a big ask.
I didn't have a defense ready right there. And I couldn't come up with, so, in my defense?
In your defense.
Yes.
I made it so that we got into town early.
To Vegas.
So that I could see the Beatles Love Show.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
It was amazing. Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to come out.
Do not tell us.
I'm going to, yeah.
No, no.
Here it comes.
Do not say it was a good show.
Here it comes.
Do not say it.
Heat was a good show.
Now, you know what? I've heard many times from many different people. Barry puts on a hell of a show.
Dude.
We had a bumper sticker in the old studio.
Oh, yeah.
B-U-R-Y, Manilow. But he always puts on a good show. That's what I've always heard.
I mean, A, he's 80.
Right.
B,
right.
He's running around the stage like he's 70.
Really? So like us now.
No, man. He looks amazing. I don't know what formaldehyde treatment thing he's doing.
He's been treated.
Yeah, I will say his mouth does not open too wide.
Oh, is that right?
It's pretty tight.
Oh, really?
Wired shut, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. But he looks amazing. Come on. He writes the songs, right?
He does write the songs.
He is music.
Played every song he played, we know.
That's the amazing thing.
Yeah, you know them all.
Because I've been to.
You've been to? I'm sorry.
What?
A long time ago.
Really?
A long time ago.
No leg to stand on.
Every single song you go, oh, I know that.
Yeah.
I completely forgot. You made the Chopin song be a Could This Be Magic?
But
that's
all right.
That's what I'm playing right this second.
Oh, no,
I'm not. It looks like we made it.
Let me also say this. What a collection of blazers has he.
Like, oh, really?
Dude. He's got the blue one, and they're all perfect.
That is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Perfect. Well, I'm sure it is, but don't stop me now. Dude, they're all perfectly tailored. He's amazing.
Did he do Copacabana?
What do you think?
Because, right?
Of course.
When the Vegas crowd...
That's the closing number.
They must have lost their minds.
Everyone lost their minds. The confetti...
Were you drunk?
Yeah, how drunk were you?
Not enough. No.
Well, thank you for saying one of the weirdest things you've ever said.
Yes, that's strange.
I'll put the cherry on top
of
this.
Sure, please do.
When we got back last night,
right,
we couldn't find the movie I wanted to see,
mm-hmm.
So I submitted and we watched Sense and Sensibility.
What is going on?
What's happening?
You turned into a very old gentleman.
Can I have my rocker card back?
No. Never, ever. What the... There's something always up in Florida.
That's a fact.
There was a couple that just got arrested for having sex on a freeway.
On a freeway?
Yep.
Like on the ground on the freeway?
Yep.
Really?
In front of witnesses. The woman told cops it was, quote,
yeah,
always a dream of mine. have sex in public.
I can sort of see that, actually.
After they were caught, the male companion showed, quote, zero remorse.
I mean, think how much time you spend out there on the pavement driving.
True.
You think, oh, it'd be kind of nice to maybe get a little out here someday.
After receiving multiple 911 calls around 9 p.m. on Friday, sheriff's deputies responded and discovered Sarah Fezzikus and Robert Clark having full nude sexual intercourse in the presence of victims.
Wow.
They were still having sex. You gotta admire that stamina.
I suppose it would take a little while. I mean, you know, you're out there, it can't be very comfortable, you know, on the ground with a, think of that grated pavement.
That doesn't seem ideal.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't, you know, and under this stupid sign, oh, 35 miles to the next exit.
It was her dream.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I do get it.
A witness described the pair's encounter as, quote, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And who's naked now? A man in Fairfield, Ohio, just walking down the street naked.
Decides to jump into a pile of leaves a la Charlie Brown and frolic is how it was described.
Frolicked in the leaves while the cops told him to get down. I want to frolic someday.
Yeah, I want to go do that in a weird
way. Sluggo won one American dollar by guessing four of the huge bands you'd be surprised to know never had a number one hit.
It's insane. There's like 18 of them on your list?
Yeah, 19.
19. Let's hear them because it's crazy.
AC/DC, Bruce Springsteen, The Who,
no
Journey,
number ones for these.
Jimi Hendrix, Ozzy, Kiss, Led Zeppelin, Metallica, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Green Day, Black Sabbath, The Clash, Tom Petty, CCR, The Kinks, and ZZ Top.
None of those amazing bands ever hit number one on the U.S. singles
chart. That's insane.
That's crazy. Yeah. Think of all the terrible number ones that there have been.
Right. Unbelievable. Kept them out.
Yeah. All right. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to experience the holidays at Disneyland Resort. We'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Valerie Garvey.
Valerie, you are caller 25.
You have just made my freaking day. I love her so much. Oh, this is so awesome.
Nice. Well, there's four whole tickets. Is
four
that okay?
1 day, one park tickets.
Yes.
You don't mind that? There's four?
Yes. We are so stoked. We love you so much. Oh, my God, Paisley. What do you say? Paisley. Yeah. Thank you so much. Oh my God.
If you are in a Circle K right now and you're listening to KLOS, you probably have Ethan to thank for that.
Well done, Ethan.
Ethan always listens to KLOS at his job at Circle K. We love you for that, dude.
Thank you, man.
Led Zeppelin hit their 7th number one UK album on this day in rock in 1976. So the soundtrack to the song remains the same. Temple of the Dog played their one and only show on this day in rock in 1990 at a club called Off Ramp in Seattle.